At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
I got to shout all the way across the country to the Atlanta crew. What's up, everybody?
HEL, what up, baby? Heidi and Frank are going to join us later to talk about what Madonna and Dolly Parton are up to separately, not together. Don't worry.
All right. And we got another senior diva in our smash alert and a housewife's wardrobe malfunction. No worries. It's not Portia. But first, what you got, Sherry?
All right. We all know NBA star LeBron James for his basketball accomplishments. But did you know he can think outside the box? That's because he is the latest athlete to be featured on the Wheaties cereal box, y'all.
Beautiful.
Yes.
So cool. Wow. Yeah. Can you stick your chest out anymore to be prouder of LeBron? Because he takes over the duties from Serena Williams, who was on the box last year. So General Mills is honoring LeBron not just for dominating his sport, but also for the I Promise program that he started for at-risk kids in Akron, Ohio. Now, besides one of LeBron's signature dunks, boxes will also include pictures of staff and kids who attend the I Promise school. So I love this.
You know what? I'm going to tell you what it meant to me sitting down as a kid at the table and eating my Wheaties and seeing Michael Jordan on those boxes every year. You know, seeing ourselves on a box like that, it does matter. Representation does matter. And it starts with stuff like that, man. You start implanting those seeds to kids like myself. Yeah, it does mean a lot. And for these kids that go to his program to be on the box with him, that's even doper.
You know, it's a hell of a start, though, but you actually got to start putting these people on the boxes of cereals the kids are actually eating. What if we put them on a box of, like, you know, Frosted Flakes?
Right.
Because kids is actually eating that.
Right.
Same thing with Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yeah.
Make them like the Fifth Chef.
If they put LeBron on a Captain Crunch box, that would make a lot of sense. I'd probably eat a lot more Captain Crunch, but yeah, HK has a point.
But not Cocoa Puffs, because that seems racist.
Well, don't take away my Honey Nut. I like my Honey Nut Cheerios.
Okay, you guys, it's time for Portia's baby report.
Baby report.
Yay. Yes. And I'm super excited for this one. First up, congratulations are in order for Meghan Trainor. It used to be all about that bass. Now it's all about that baby.
Oh. All about that baby. About that baby. No single.
I love it. So Meghan and her husband, Spy Kids actor Daryl Sabara, announced they're expecting their first child. That's not all. Guess who else is expecting, y'all?
Who?
Kelly Rowland.
Oh.
Yeah. Yes. Kelly Rowland and her husband, Tim Witherspoon, are expecting their second child. Kelly shared the news on the November issue of Women's Health Magazine.
Nice.
Now, at first, Kelly was a little hesitant about, you know, letting everybody know about this pregnancy because there's so much going on in the world right now. But this is what she had to say. She said, "You still want to remind people that life is important and being able to have a child. I'm knocking at 40's door in February. Taking care of myself means a lot to me." Now, Sherry, how do you feel about this cover on Women's Health Magazine? And that's how she decided to reveal it. And I must say, she looks absolutely amazing.
I agree with you. And she looks so beautiful. And you know what? Just the way we respond at your baby reports, it's so much, you know, tension and strife and anxiety going on. When you hear something like this, a new life coming into the world, it just brings joy. Yeah. So I'm glad that Kelly came out gave us a little bit of joy.
Me too.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. She looks beautiful, y'all.
She does. She's glowing.
Look at that little belly. I look like, look, does she look like,
it's so
I can't
little.
Even think about what I look like when I was pregnant. She's so cute.
Yeah, that looks like my quarantine cute? Belly. So, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And she
got
a baby in there.
Same.
All right, y'all, are y'all ready for another smash-a-lo? And this time, y'all, we got a senior edition. Country Hello. Queen Reba McEntire, who's 65, revealed on her podcast, Living and Learning, that she has a new boyfriend, honey, and she's been dating CSI Miami actor Rex Lynn, who's 63, since the beginning of the year, y'all. Well, Rex shared a picture from their first date in January, and he captioned it, "Had a fantastic dinner with this Oklahoma girl, tater tots and ketchup included." Okay. Uh-oh. Reba shared what it's been like since then. She said, from February on, it was the COVID pandemic, and we were talking, texting, FaceTime, and that's a really good way to get to know people. Now, Sherry, sound like their first date was simple and casual. Are those like the best kind, you think?
I think this is so great because Reba's 65 and her boyfriend is 63, and they have found love even at that age. So I just love that gives everybody inspiration that it's not over.
Portia, do you think they had any, like, naughty FaceTime calls?
Oh.
If they were any younger, I would think there would be some baby tots coming out this relationship because they look steamy.
Right.
They look like they have been getting it on FaceTime and now in person. Because, listen, when you go on a first date, for them to pull out the camera and take a picture with each other, that means that they've built up all this anticipation and they've been wanting. He done seen what she got. She done seen what he got.
They've been wanting it, honey.
And this was just right before they got to the house.
But when you're that age, you have to worry about your hips and your knees and your shoulders.
Nah,
so I hope they're taking it slow.
Chewy.
I hope they're taking it slow.
One thing you know, Chewy, that they will be gentle with each other because they both know about their own hips and their own shoulders.
Fragile bones.
Look, spread that Bengay. Just spread that Bengay. You go all night. I'm sure they got it worked out.
Former Real Housewives of Atlanta star Kim Zolciak has been exposed. Now, while chatting with her fans on IG Live about her skincare line, she had an embarrassing wardrobe malfunction, and she exposed her breasts. Kim claims that the whole thing was just one big accident, but many of her fans think that she may have exposed herself on purpose as a way to get clout.
Whether I know Kim or not is not the question. What I do know is them after breastfeeding okay? And those things will betray you all the time. And Kim has had about, what, 5 to 6 kids? She couldn't even feel the fact that boob was out. So I blame the boob,
right.
Okay? It's the boob's fault.
Right.
It's not Kim's
fault. It's the boob's
fault.
Really?
Yes.
I disagree with you, and I do not know Kim Zolciak, but I know that everybody on social media is accidentally exposing their everything. And I think that Kim Zolciak, sometimes you get to an age, you have a lot of kids, you still want to have clout, you still want to, you know, have that relevance with the younger set, and you want to sell your skincare line. So you show that your boob looks pretty, a pretty and it just kind of falls out.
All right. Now, switching gears completely, we here at Dish would like to take a moment to send our condolences to the family and friends of these two legends, rock and roll icon Eddie Van Halen, who passed away yesterday at the age of 65 after a lengthy battle with cancer, and Johnny Nash, known for his hit song, I Can See Clearly Now. He has also passed yesterday as well at the age of 80 due to natural causes. They will be greatly missed, and rest in peace to both of these kings. Be sure y'all stay tuned. More Dish Nation after the break.
Dish Nation. Welcome back. Hey!
Hey! Yeah!
Chewy, guess what?
What's
Look
up?
Who's joining us. Our two favorite people in the world, Heidi and Frank.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. Yes. Frank.
Thank you.
What's up, everybody?
everybody. You know, I have a really big surprise that I want to tell you about. It's a really big surprise from Dolly Parton, apparently. Dolly Parton is planning to return to Playboy magazine.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Love it.
She did a recent interview, and she revealed that she has plans to celebrate her 75th birthday. It's coming up in January, by the way, with a bang, quite a bang, strutting her stuff for the magazine. Now, here's what Dolly Parton said in regards to being in Playboy magazine.
Mm. Well, if I can do it in good taste and they want it, and we'll do it along with a real good interview inside. So, yeah, we've talked about it.
Now, Sherry, Dolly appeared on the cover of Playboy magazine back in 1978, so that's about 40 years ago.
Yeah.
Sherry, do you think that Dolly Parton still has what it takes at 75 for Playboy?
Well, I certainly hope so, but you know, I think this is the year of the woman, Heidi. I'm like, Dolly, if you got it and people will buy it, hey.
Chewy and Frank, weigh in on this. Can you think of somebody who is 65, let's say 65 and older, who you would like to see in Playboy?
I got to. I would love to see either Helen Mirren do it.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Or Sophia Loren. Damn.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Isn't Sharon Stone, is Sharon Stone 65?
She might just be 60.
Well, if we see her naked, we'll be able to count the rings and see how old she is.
She's not a redwood, Frank.
Well, Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot, she kicked off Halloween a little bit early. She came out in full costume, cape and mask. She was the Rona Destroyer. At her daily news conference. Take a look at this video. Now, this obviously was her idea of letting trick-or-treaters know that Halloween festivities will be allowed in their state this year with some certain restrictions apply. Of course, you got to wear your mask under your mask.
Mm. You do?
That's the rule. So do you think politicians, do you like it when politicians step in and do stuff like this?
I think it would have been a little cuter if it was maybe if there were kids. And then she's like, oh, hey, I'm a...
And maybe a little more time put into it.
Now, Sherry, I have a question for you because you are very famous. Sure, some people think you're Octavia Spencer, but still famous. So do you feel pressure? Because it's like when you're a celebrity, you feel pressure. It's like you can't be giving out tiny Snickers bars. You got to go full-size candy bar, right, when you're famous?
Yeah, I got to go full-size Butterfinger. I really do. And, that, you know, you can't just give out, like, one little piece of... Now and later. You got to give them the whole package and some money attached to it. But that's okay. But I do tell them I'm Octavia.
Wow.
I go, thank you. Just call me Miss Octavia, y'all.
And now it's deal time. Brett, what you got? Woo.
Well, we all want our smiles to be clean and healthy, right? Then this deal time is the perfect one for you. It's the Smile Bright Elite Sonic Toothbrush with UV sanitizing charging base. It comes in three brushing modes, clean, dazzle, and pulse, has a UV sanitizer that kills germs and bacteria, and a two-minute smart auto timer.
Ooh, and I also heard, Brad, that this toothbrush has a long-lasting battery. A full charge that's gonna last up to 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's right, Gary. It also includes six total brush heads for 18 months of use, comes in your choice of rose gold, silver, or charcoal, and has 40,000 strokes per minute for maximum sonic cleaning power.
Sold? How much?
Well, usually this toothbrush with UV sanitizing charging base has been seen as high as $284, but for our Dish Nation viewers, it's just
$39. $39.
Just go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Up next, you won't believe how astrology played a role in Madonna not doing a collab with another musician. We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Okay, we know pop stars can be eccentric, but check this out. Madonna chooses who she does or doesn't work with by their zodiac sign. What?
Ooh, okay.
I know.
Wow.
So here's what happened. French DJ and producer David Guetta has worked with the likes of Rihanna and Nicki Minaj, and he won a Grammy for remixing Madonna's song Revolver. So Madge wanted him to produce an album for her, but
It didn't end up happening, and David shared what went down. He said, I arrive for lunch. We talk about everything, the music, what she wants to do with the album. Super nice. She asked me for my astrological sign. I answer her, Scorpio. Suddenly, she makes a face, and she says to me, I'm sorry. We're not going to be able to work together. It was a pleasure to know you. Goodbye.
No!
Maybe she thought she was auditioning for The Weakest Link. She's like,
goodbye.
Good to know you.
For real. Goodbye.
But wow. Frank, you remember, Frank, how Madonna was all over Drake at Coachella a few years ago. Do you remember when she stuck her tongue down Drake's throat? Drake is a Scorpio. Hello.
So if Drake was sexual, yes. She finds out DJ
Guetta.
David Guetta is also a very sexual guy. She's like, you know what? I don't want to complicate this working relationship, and I know it will because you're a Scorpio.
So it's like a compliment.
And I can't resist Scorpios. Like I couldn't resist Drake at Coachella. Probably should have. I could be his grandmother.
I'm a Pisces. Tell me something about myself. What's good about Pisces?
Oh, Heidi loves fish.
You guys should get married.
All right. Well, we all know Drew Barrymore has been an actress forever. She was only 6 years old. Think about that.
Oh,
she was
wow.
a baby when she was in E.T. And it's no secret that she had drug and alcohol problems even before she was a teenager. I read her book, Little Girl Lost, and it is insane that at like 9 years old, she's an alcoholic already.
Damn.
Like
wow.
in all the Hollywood clubs. And she recently did an interview with UK newspaper The Sun, and she revealed that it went so much further than that. She said she was actually blacklisted in Hollywood or by Hollywood at the age of 12. Here's what Drew said. They just wrote me off as damaged goods. And I, sadly, understood that. Fortunately, Drew was able to bounce back, obviously, and after that, prove herself as an actress again. But Sherry, do you think that maybe E.T. was a bad influence on Drew? That it,
you know what, Heidi? After everything
so
you just said, I don't think it was E.T.
Yeah.
I think it was the alcoholism, and at 9 years old, you waking up and you peeing on yourself, which is what alcoholics do, but that's also what 9-year-olds do.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Man.
No, E.T. was drunk the whole movie.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's why they wanted to phone home so he can get a ride. He couldn't drive.
Oh, my God.
And he was eating all those Reese's Pieces to try to soak up the alcohol.
Trying to, cover the mask, the alcohol in his breath.
This is a perfect example of how toxic and evil Hollywood can be, that they can write off a 12-year-old. They can write off a baby. They can write off a baby and said, you're done. But we talked about that bounce back. And look at Drew now. She has a talk show. She's producing.
Yes.
She's doing movies. She's doing her damn thing. So bravo to her, man, for bouncing back.
I love that story, mommy.
Yep. We see you.
There you go, Drew.
Up next, who got in trouble for offering booty for Biden? We'll tell you after the break.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation.
YouTube star Tana Mojo, support for presidential candidate Joe Biden, may have lost her YouTube verification. Tana tweeted, if you send me proof you voted for Biden, I'll send you a nude for free. Then the following day, Tana posted this to her IG. She says, update, hashtag, booty for Biden, broke Tana, uncensored. Love to see so many people who want change as badly as I do. You don't need my ass to know what's right for America.
Oh.
So go vote. Today was fun. I love you. Fans noticed that a few days later, her YouTube verified checkmark was removed. Now, it's not for sure that this is the reason why, but it is kind of breaking the law, and the timeline makes sense. You know, y'all, what y'all think?
At the end of the day, I feel like all the gloves is off by any means necessary. Do what you got to do to push a person over the top.
I don't think she thought that they was going to take away a check mark, because a check mark, when you're verified, that's your money. You get more money when you're not verified.
Yeah, really?
I don't know if she thought about that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we know portion of celebs like Tana using their bodies to promote voting, and it seems to be working. You out there also, too. Like, you know, you got different things that you pitch. How you feel about it?
To each his own. What I like is, you know, just use your platform, but don't break the law, because, baby girl, you need your money at the end of the day. And no, I won't be doing that, okay? You won't be seeing no picture of me talking about vote for no damn body, okay?
Sherry, do you think that Joe Biden saw this? And if he did, what do you think he said?
Actually, I think Biden would like it. I think Biden would vote for Biden.
Okay.
He probably said, when did I take this picture? Show is over, but don't forget to head over to MorningSave.com to take advantage of today's great deal.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.